الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أبو سعيد الخدري، may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, no zakat is due on anything less than 5 awaq, and no zakat is due on less than 5 camels, and no zakat is due on less than 5 wasqs. What is this? This is the measurements and the numbers and what zakat is due in. Now remember, we mentioned before that there are how many categories of zakat? There are 4. Here we have 3 only. And let's go through them one by one. The first one, the Prophet says, لَيْسَ فِي مَا دُونَ خَمْسْ أَوَاقْ صَدَقَةً. أَوَاقْ is the plural of أُقِيَّة. And أُقِيَّة is a means of measurement of gold and silver. So the Prophet والسلام, is saying to us that the nisab, the limit of silver, is 5 uqiyah. Each uqiyah is equivalent to 40 dirham. So these are the coins at the time of the Prophet والسلام. So 200 dirhams, these are the nisab of silver. How many grams are there so that we can know? Scholars say it is 595 grams of silver. 595 grams of silver. If you have this or more, and a whole year passes while it is in your capacity, while it is in your possession, then you have to give 2.5% as zakat. If you have 490 grams and a whole year passes, do I pay zakat? Nope, because it is below the nisab. If I have 600 grams of silver, but 11 months passed and then I gave it away, do I have to pay zakat? Because a whole year did not pass. So these are 2 conditions. Understood? Fine. The Prophet did not mention gold, alayhi salatu wasalam, but it was mentioned in another hadith where he said that 20 dinars is the nisab for gold. And how much is 20 dinars? Scholars calculated it and said that if you have 85 grams of gold, then you have to pay zakat if a whole year passes. 85 grams of gold. What kind of gold? Is it important to know? Yes, of course. Why? Because if it is 16 karat gold, it's different than when it's 24 karat gold. So the Prophet is talking about pure 24 karat gold, because 16 karat gold is not pure. It has copper, it has other materials with it, so it is not pure. So you may have 180 grams of gold of 16 karat or 18 karat, and there is no zakat in it. Why? Because if I take it to the goldsmith and I ask him how many pure grams of gold are there in this amount of gold that I have, and he calculates it and he weighs it and he tells me there is only 70 grams. This means that there is no zakat on it. And this helps you when you calculate the zakat on your gold, on your wife's gold. Sometimes your wife gives you this bunch of gold and you're happy that, mashallah, this is a lot. And you take it to the jewelry shop, he measures it, he fixes it, he looks into it to know what carat of gold is he having, and then he tells you this is only 75 golds. What? 75 grams? I said, yes. It's not fully original, it's not pure, it's not so and so. So you don't have to pay zakat for that either. Is this understood? Now, before going on to the second and third part, what is the ruling on money? So if I have euros, if I have reals, if I have rupees, if I have dollars, if I have whatever, so how can I give zakat on that? Should I calculate it on silver or on gold? Yes, brother.
Our calculation should be based on the amount of gold present. For example, the nisab level of gold is 85 grams. So we should have money which is equivalent to the amount of 85 grams of gold.
This is one of the schools of thought that says that monetary and banknotes are calculated with their equivalent of 85 grams of gold. But the other scholars say that this would be depriving the poor, because then we would have only a limited segment of people who have this amount of cash. How much is 1 gram of gold cost? Nowadays, I don't know it in reals, it's 200 plus. So you're talking about approximately maybe 20,000 reals of savings for a whole year. Not everybody has this. And this means that the chances of the poor getting zakat is not as much when we say that nisab is 595 grams of silver, because then the nisab would be approximately 3,000 riyals or 4,000 riyals. So the difference is extremely big. And that is why Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen and Sheikh Ibn Baz and other great scholars say that the money should be calculated by silver and not by gold. And as I stated, it's an issue of dispute among scholars, but this is the most authentic opinion. So this is money, this is gold, this is silver. We got it over with. There are so many strings attached, however. What is among them is, if I lent someone money, let's say I gave someone 5,000 euros as a loan, do I have to pay zakat on that or not? Scholars said you have to look into the situation first. When I gave the money to that brother, was it indefinite or was it time bound? If it was indefinite, I have to go to him every single year and say, brother, do you have the money? Can I have it back or not? If he says, I am broke, I don't have money, or he refused to give it to me, he said, no, you don't have anything. Prove it. Do you have any papers? Do you have any witnesses? So if he does this, scholars say that this loan is as if it is lost. I don't pay zakat for it for the whole period until he gives it to me, whether it's after 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Once I get it, I give zakat only for 1 year. So this is case one. If he is saying, I don't have money at all, I'm broke, I apologize. Or he is rejecting the fact and he's lying and he's denying that he took money from me. The second situation is, if I know that he's able to pay, but I'm too shy to ask him. This happens a lot. You give someone money and I don't need the money. If I ask him, maybe I will embarrass him. Whenever he has the money, he will return it back. In this case, I have to pay zakat every single year over that 5,000 euros. And when does the nisab, or when does the hawl begin? This is an issue of great confusion among the people. When do I pay the money? The scholars say that you have to pay the zakat when a full year passes. Nowadays, we get money coming in and out every month. So how can we calculate when the year starts and when the year ends? It's difficult. Every month I'm getting my salary. The only way to do this is to have 12 wallets or 12 balls. And one is for Muharram, Safar, Rabi', Ramadan, Dhul Hijjah. And every month I get my salary or my income, I take what I need and I throw it in one of the wallets. And after 1 year, I calculate what's in the wallet and I give 2.5%. But this is not realistic, because usually your wife will not leave you anything in that. She will go and clean it all. And if she doesn't clean it, it is difficult because now I have to fix my car. Where should I take my money from? From Muharram or from Ramadan? And then I get some money somewhere else. Or where should I put this? So scholars say the best way to do that is to designate one day in the lunar year. And that day, let's assume it is the first of Rajab. Let's assume. So whenever first of Rajab occurs next year, you calculate everything you have, whether it came into your possession a year ago or it came into your possession last month. And you give 2.5% and that is it. Don't think about what you have until the coming first of Rajab. One would say, Sheikh, the money that I got 1 month ago, why should I pay 2.5% if a whole year did not pass? I say, you don't have to, but I'm telling you that this is the best way and the only way for you to relax and not be confused. We have a short break. Stay tuned, inshallah, we'll be right back.